Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 20:19-29. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 20, verse 19 to 29. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I want to reflect on the portion about Thomas and from the theme, from doubt to devotion. From doubt to devotion. At the heart of our reflection lies the story of Thomas, often labeled as Doubting Thomas, due to his skepticism about Jesus' resurrection until he could see and touch Jesus' wounds himself. Thomas's journey is not merely a story of doubt, but an important narrative of the transformation from skepticism to faith and ultimately to devotion. His initial refusal to believe without physical evidence reflects a deeply human aspect of faith, the struggle between doubt and belief. His skepticism is not a mark of faithlessness, but a desire for tangible proof, a longing that many of us might feel when confronted with the divine mysteries of our faith. This reflection invites us to see Thomas not as a figure of weakness, but as a relatable, sincere seeker of truth, embodying the challenges and the triumphs of faith. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you experienced moments of doubt similar to Thomas's? How did these moments affect your faith journey? Number two, in what ways can the church support believers and seekers alike in navigating their doubts and strengthening their faith? Heavenly Father, in the light of your wisdom, we explore the depths of our hearts where doubt and faith intertwine. Like Thomas, we sometimes find ourselves seeking tangible signs of your presence and love. In our moments of uncertainty, guide us toward the assurance found in the testimony of those who walked with Christ, those who have been and believed, have seen and believed. Grant us the grace to embrace our doubts, not as barriers, but as bridges to a deeper, more resilient faith. Help us to see with the eyes of our hearts, to touch with the hands of our spirits, and to know with the certainty of our souls that you are indeed our Lord and our God. In the name of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.